ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Machos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bended Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Machos, Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah brings down a machloikis when the Ritzeach lives in the Ir Miklot. Is he ma'al eschar to the Levim? Does he have to pay to the Levim for the privilege of living there? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ritzeach is ma'al eschar to the Levim, and Rabbi Meir holds that the Ritzeach could live there for free, and he does not have to be ma'al lohem schar. The Gemara elaborates on this, and the Gemara explains that there's a distinction between the sheish orim miklot, which are primarily for the klita of the Ritzeach, and the membeis orim, which are primarily the ori Levim, just the Ritzeach, is Niklat over there as well. So by the Sheish Orim Miklot, which is primarily over there, there's a din of Lochem Lechol Tzorcheichem, and the halacha is over there that the Ritzeach definitely does not have to be Ma'al Leschar. It's his right intrinsically to live there. Masha'en came the Membeis Orim, which are the Ori Levim, just the Ritzeach is Niklat there as well. So that's Machloikis in the Gemara, and Machloikis in the Mishnah, whether we compare the Membeis Orim to the Sheish, and we say that the Ritzeach does not have to be Ma'al Leschar in the Membeis Orim either, and that's Rameya Shita. Or we go like Rabbi Yehuda, that in the Membeis Orim, the Ritzeach does have to be Ma'al Eschar. He does have to pay for the privilege of living there. What exactly does it mean to be Ma'al Eschar? So then there's a machloikis here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes that we're speaking of Soichon Lehem Es Botei Hadira. In other words, it's a question of paying rent for the house that you're living in. Tosfos, however, explains the Ma'al Eschar the Levim in a way that actually doesn't speak at all of the question of rent for the home. Tosfos says that the shaila is if the tzrichim la'alois mas va'arnon not la'levim, in other words, a tax that's paid to the city by the residents of the city for the privilege of living in the city, and that's a city tax. Mala mas va'arnona. The Aruch Lanier over here, Shteltzach, and he notes this machloik is between the Rashi and the Tosfos. According to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that you are ma'al eschar, so what schar are we talking about? According to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you pay rent for the home. According to Tosfos, you pay the tax to be a member, a resident of the city. Zokta Aruch Lanier, that it appears to him, a couple of points the Aruch Lanier says. First of all, Zokta, he says that the simple poshipshat would have been Rashi. It's a question of whether you pay rent. It's certainly a chiddush that what Tosfos says, that the question is whether you're paying a tax to be a resident. However, the Aruch Lanier says that Tosfos has epis a mocker. He felt that he had a mocker from the language of the Mishnah, from the etzem loshen of ma'ale schar, and he says that the loshen of ma'ale is generally a loshen that we find by taxes. Vayal hamela shloimoi mas. That's a loshen apothic that shloimoi levies a tax, and it says Vaya'al Hamela Shlomim Mas. So it's a question of paying rent. It would be just a question of whether you noistim schar dira, do you pay the rent. That would not usually lose the Lashon of Ma'ala. That's why Tosfos held that the Lashon of Ma'ala Schar is primarily a Lashon of paying a tax as a resident of the city. Furthermore, Zok to Aruch Lanier, he says that it appears to him that the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, would probably be a Machloikis Lahalocha Lemaisa, then they get whether you have to pay the city tax, the city resident tax. That's what Aruch Lanier wants to say. In other words, he says that according to the Shita of Tosfos, that you're paying the city tax, according to Yehuda, Ma'al Eschar means to pay the Masa and the Arnona, different taxes. So it appears to him, Zok there, that Kolshke and the person would definitely pay rental for the home if you're going to pay even tax as a resident of the city. Mashenkin, according to Rashi Shita, that you're paying, the Shaila, according to Yehuda, is that you're Ma'al Eschar, you're paying rent for the home. It seems to him, Zokta Orchone, that Rashi would be Choylok on the Tosfos, and Rashi would hold that Al-Koponim, you don't have to pay a tax as a resident of the city. That's because, Zokta Orchone, because the paying for a rental for the home that you're living in is really doime to a Tzorech HaGuf. The same way, no matter where you live, you're going to have to pay for food, L'moshel, that you eat, you have to pay for clothes that you wear, so you'll have to pay for the residence that you live in that gives you shelter. So therefore, there is a particularly strong svara to say that I'll upon him, and there's a particular idea that I should have to at least pay rental for my home. So according to Rashi, that's all we're saying. We're just limiting ourselves to saying you pay rental for the home, and that's all, and there's no shum marker to say that according to Yehuda, you're paying tax as a resident of the city. Nay, of them that have the right to be in the city, right? Seach has an intrinsic right to be there, and according to Rashi, you would not pay tax as a resident of the city. Masha'enke, and according to Taif, is that the Mishnah is being mechadesh according to Yehuda that you even are paying a tax as a city resident, so kol shkein, you'll certainly pay the rental for the home you're living in, which is much more doime to a tzerech haguf. That's the Aruch Lanier. Now, even though the Gemara over here, the Mishnah over here, brings in a machloikas amein to Yehuda, so it's a machloikas tanoim, whether you have to pay rent, whether you have to pay for the right of being a resident of the city, as a Ritzach. Nonetheless, we find in a couple of Mekoymos and Chumash and Tanakh that the Mephorshim Taina that we find Psukim that indicate like one of the Man the Omrim. And Sefer Yehoshua, when it speaks about in Perek Chof, it speaks about that they designated the Sheish Ori Miklot, and there's a whole passage over there in the Parsha and Tanakh how they designated the Ori Miklot. And it says that the purpose of the Ori Miklot was the Nos, that if a person murders Beshayige, the Nos El Achas Mehorim Ha'ela, El Achas Mehorim Ha'ela, you run to one of the cities. The Omad Pesach Shar Ha'ir, the Pasuk says you stand at the entrance of the city. So you'll speak to the elders of the town. You'll explain what you need to be in the city for. He's a Ritzach B'Shoiging. For Osfu Oisoi Ha'ir Aleihem, the Nosnu Loi Mokoim V'Yoshav Iman. That's a lotion of the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. The Nosnu Loi Mokoim V'Yoshav Iman. They'll give him a Mokoim and he'll live amongst them. And the Radak over there says, what does it mean? The Nosnu Loi Mokoim. They'll give him a Mokoim. So like the Radak, Perish Razal, that Chazal explained, Shaloya Hisoicha Bayas, he won't have to rent a home, Koyame Shiv Toisham. As long as he's there, the Ritzach B'Shegi is living there, he does not need to pay rent. The Nosnu, Shenema, the Nosnu Loy Mokim. So the Radak, he actually says a Lashon of Perish Razal, the emes is that we really don't have a Chazal that says this, and apparently the Radak is saying that there's no need to pay rent, and he brings that from Chazal, like it says, the Nosnu Loy Mokim. So first of all, the first point is that the Radak evidently is going with Rashi Shita, that you don't have to pay rent on the home. So that's the hadgosh according to him. The chiddush over here is that you're not mechuyev to pay the rent on the home. Other than that, on the face of it, we have a machloikas of Mehne Behuda, and the Radak is saying the pasuk indicates like one of them that you don't have to pay rent. Now it happens to be that pasuk is talking about the sheish or the miklot, and Meila the maskana of the Gemara works out very well because the Gemara says in the maskana that all the tanoim agree, the Mehne Behuda both agree that by the sheish or the miklot you don't have to pay rent. You're not mechuyev to pay, and that's lochem lechol. So Meila, it stimmers very well in the Maskana. This pasuk is really not a raya to settle the machloikas of Mehne Behuda. However, you do see that the Gemara in the Havamina here did have a Havamina, that the machloikas is by the Sheish or Miklot, and nonetheless, the Radak, the Radak doesn't hesitate, and he writes that the pasuk in Yeshua indicates the pasuk of Nosnu Loim Okoim, that tells us they give him a mokim and you don't have to pay rent. The Meshech Chochma in Parasha in Chumash says quite a remarkable thing. The Meshech Chochma says, the Pasuk says, V'chi yovoi ha-levi me'achad achercho mikol Yisroel asher hu gor shom. The Pasuk says when the Levi comes from Kol Yisroel, from the city where he is gor shom, and who born, the Pasuk says he goes to Yerushalayim, and etc., etc. The Pasuk says that the Levi comes from the city where he is gor shom. Zoktav den the Meshech Chochma, ze moire kedas Rabbi Meir v'soif perek beiz demakis. That's the Meshech Chochma says, that this is a raya, he says it on his own, there's a raya to Rabbi Meir in the second perek of Makos, the loy malim schar levim, that the Meritzeach goes to the Miklid is not Mal Eschar. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Zok the Meshech Chochma, that the Levi is Gorosham. And the Lashon of Gorosham, Zok the Meshech Chochma, it means he's not a Toishav in the city. He's like a Ger. Kamoy Ger. He's like a Ger and not a Toishav. That's the Lashon of Asher Gorosham, that he happens to be residing over there like a Ger. Avaloi, Zok the Meshech Chochma, Shu Shaloi Lagami. And mainly, you see from the Pasuk Alain that the Levi does not have a Koyach on the Ir Miklot, on the Oil of Vim, that it should be Shaloi Lagami completely is. He's just like a Ger in the city, Asher Gorosham. Shom, and Meili wouldn't be able to take a rent, and that's a raya to Reb Meir. Zok the Meshech Chochma, and that's Kamoy Shom will be Yerushalmi, and the Das Rebbe Meir, the Yerushalmi says in the Shita Reb Meir, Lebeis Dino Nitnu is just to reside over there, to have a house over there, that the whole Tafkid, the Yachas, the relationship the Levi has to the Ori Halavim, is just to have a base Dira there, Perish Veloila Nachlot, it's not a real inheritance. That is the Meshech Chochma. Now the Meshech Chochma, first of all, is saying a very remarkable thing, that there's a Pasuk which other to Reb Meir. The Gemara doesn't mention that, but the Meshech Chochma says the Pasuk of Asher Hu Gorosham is a Raya to Reb Meir, you're not Mal Eschar Levim, because the Pasuk indicates the Levi is just Gorosham, he just happens to be like a Ger, not like a Toishav, and the Meshech Chochma brings on that the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says in the Das Reb Meir, that you know why you don't pay rent to the Levi, because the Levi himself doesn't really fully have the city, he doesn't have the Mokum, he just has a right to live there as a base Dira, the base Dira, that's it, he doesn't have it totally to be Shaloi, and Meili is not entitled to take rent from the Ritzach. So the Pasuk is a Raya to Reb Meir, the way the Yerushalmi explains Reb Meir. Now, if we medaktik carefully in this Meshech Chochma and the Bavli Yerushalmi, it would appear that the Meshech Chochma is being meramez over here to a very yesoidiyistik machloikis Bavli Yerushalmi between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in understanding what the Sheresh machloikis of Meir and Reb Yehuda is. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi seem to be saying very different things. And I found afterwards, I looked around and I saw that Rav Shachzon of Rocha and the Avi Ezri, Mamish Steltzach, and the whole stickle, and this machloikis Bavli Yerushalmi. If you look carefully Actually, in the Bavli over here, in Makas Daf Yud Gimel, it appears to be that the Shaila is specifically what the schus that the Reitzeach has to live in the Ori Miklot, the Ori HaLevim. So it says, the Ori HaLevim belong to the Levim. There's no Shaila in the Bavli, but whether Ori HaLevim belongs to Ori HaLevim, surely belong to Ori HaLevim. And the emes, if the person will be a non-Reitzeach and want to come into Ori HaLevim for some reason and live over there, some stranger wants to come in, it seems to be poshut to the Bavli that you would definitely have to pay rent to the Levim. It's not a Shaila. The Shaila of the Gemara is that it could be that the Reitzeach has a wild called heter, a special heter of lachem lachol tzorcheichem, which according to Oman, the Amr is learned from the Sheish Orim to the Membeis Or Levim, and that's Reb Meir. So you learn it a special kula, a special koyach, a schus that the Reitzeach has, that Chosh, the city is the Or Levim, and it's shalosh shalohem of the Levim, it belongs to them. Afal pi kein, the Reitzeach is given a schus to live there rent free and to live there for free. Reb Meir holds that he is, and Reb Yehuda holds that he's not. That's the Shaila according to the Bavli. Mashein kein, the Yushalmi of Anort over here in Makois and in Mesechta Maisesheni, and different Mekoimis in the Yushalmi. Yishalmi's Mavur clearly a different Yisoid, which the Meshech Chacham is bringing down. The Yishalmi says that Remeir's Shita was that the Levim don't really own the Har Levim at all. Lebeis Diro Nitnu. That's what the Yishalmi says of the Das of Meir. That the Remeir held that the Chlal Levim really don't have a real Emes and Bailos on the Levim. They have the right to live there. They have a schus to have a home there. But they don't. It's not really theirs. And therefore, if you want to, somebody else is going to live over there, Lemoshel Ritzach, or whoever it is, he's not going to pay rent to them because Be'etzem, it's not really theirs and doesn't belong to the Levim themselves, Bechlal, altogether. And if Shachtaka points out, and we'll say over the Aviyazi in a moment, if Shachtaka points out that there'll be a Peshat or Nafkamina, but Bavli Yushalmi, then get to a non Reitzach who wants to set up a home, does he pay taxes, the Moshe to the Shtot, to the city, according to the Bavli, this is of a Peshat that a non Reitzach would definitely, the Kulialm, even according to Meir, who pay the taxes, the Levim have a right to have to own that city, they own the city, it's theirs. The Meir held, however, that the Reitzach has exerced a cost, he has the right to live there for free. Mashain, and according to the Yerushalmi holds a share. You said a share of the mayor is based there on it, no? And a mela, it's not theirs, really. You just have a right to reside there. The Levi could reside there. He's not really his, and a mela, he can't charge taxes to anybody who wants to settle down over there. And mela, the Yerushalmi Be'emes speaks out, al pidarko, in a couple of Mekoimis over here in Makkos and in Masechta Maaseh Sheni, that the Yerushalmi speaks out, there's a special Xeris HaKosev Parashas Kisovoi of Vidoi Maisrois, that when after he gave all the Maisrois, you have to make a special speech, a declaration, Vidoi Maisrois, and Vidoi Maisrois is a pasuk of Eis Ha'adomah Shenasat Alonu. It's only made by somebody who's shehayach to fulfill in him the pasuk of Adomah Shenasat Alonu. And there's a machloikis in the Mishnah in Masechta Maaseh Sheni between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda whether the Vidoi Maisrois is said by the Kohenim Levim. The shita of Meir, I'm sure it's Meir Rabbi Yosi. The shita of Meir over there is that Meir holds that Kohenim Levim do not say the Vidoi Maisrois when they give the Maisrois, they give it out. They don't have to say there's no Vidoi Maisrois because loy not lu. The mayor holds they didn't get a chaylik in the Oretz. The Kohen Levim have no chaylik in the Oretz. The mayor, they don't say vidim ma'isis. The Yosi says, no, they do say vidim ma'isis because yesh lahem or a migrosh because they have the Or Levim. It's zokt of them, the Yushalmi, that the mayor goes l'shitosoi. That's what the Yushalmi says in all the Mekoimis. The mayor l'shitosoi holds in Masech the Ma'isis Sheini that the Levim don't really have the Or Levim. They don't have a bailus on them. They have a right to reside there, to live there, etc., but they don't have any bailus. And mayor, they don't say the vidim ma'isis because they don't have a chaylik on the Oretz. They don't even have the Or Levim. It's not really theirs. It's not their bailus. And that's where Meir Shitosa, who holds in Masechta Maaseh Sheni, that the Levi doesn't say the Vidim Maaseh because it's not really his. Lebeis Diro Nitnu, and it's not really his. Zokti Meir in Maaseh Sheni, so you don't say Vidim Maaseh. Meir Shitosa, Masechta Makkos, Zokti Yerushalmi also holds over here that you don't pay rent to the Levim. It's all the same Shita said Meir at Lebeis Diro Nitnu. And is the Be'emet Dover Bor like this, and if Shach speaks it at the Feish in the Aviezri, that that's all the Yerushalmi the Shitosa, but the Bali would never be masking to this clear between the Machloikas and Masechta Maaseh Sheni and the Machloikas in Masechta Makkos, because according to the Bavli, the Masechta Makkos, there's no indication whatsoever that the Levi doesn't really have a bailus on the Mokum. He does have a bailus on the Mokum. The only thing is that according to the mayor, he's not able to collect rent anyway because of there's a cost that the Reitzeach specifically has a koyach to live there and not pay. And the mayor is specifically a din of the Reitzeach. According to that, you wouldn't have any tzush that has nothing to do with the Shaila of whether the Levi says a vidim maisris in the Masechta Maaseh Sheni, that a mayor holds, he doesn't say vidim maisris. If you think about it, this is why the Meshech Chochma is careful to bring down the Yushalmi Pshat and the Meir. What he's saying is that since the Pasuk says, V'chiyove Alevi Me'achat Sha'orecho, etc., Asher Hu Gor Hasham, that he's only like a Geir, not like a Toishav, he just happens to be reciting the B'mikra, Zok, the Meshech Chochma, so that's a Raya. What's it a Raya to? The Meshech Chochma says it's a Raya to the Meir, a Liba to the Yushalmi's understanding of the Meir, El Beis Dir Nitnu. That's what it is, because according to the Bavli's understanding of the Meir, we don't see this Yisoid in the Meir, that the Levi doesn't really own the city. It's not really saying that of here. It just happens to be saying here that the Ritzach could live there rent-free. Mashenk, and according to the Yushalmi's day, what it's saying is that the Levi just has it at the Beis Dira. It's not really his. It's not really Shalohem. And that's what the Meshech Chochma takes out, a riot to the Yushalmi's mayor from the Pasuk of Asher Hugor Sham. Rav Shach Zechel of Rochen, the Avi Ezri, uses this Machlekes Bavli Yushalmi to explain a Shver Rambam. The Rambam is Shver, who's in the Shamat Lagamri, Dr. Rav Shach, he leaves it completely to Machria, a Machlekes in Yushalmi Soita, Benegea, to whether the Oral Levim could bring an Egla Rufa. That's hasty. We found the Egla Rufa, they found the mace, in other words, and it's near to Oral Levim. Do you bring an Egla Rufa or not? And the Yushalmi says that this question of whether the Oral Levim bring an Egla Rufa depends on whether the city is really theirs, because we have a Pasuk that says, Hashem Hashem Alekecha Noisein L'chol Rishto, it says Noisein L'chol, so it has to be really your city in order to be Egla Rufa. If I hold that the Yushalmi, like Rav Meir, throughout Shasta, Rav Meir always holds the Oral Levim, not really owned by the Levim, Levi don't really own the city, so then according to the mayor, you won't bring an Egla Rufa if you find a mess near the city of the Oral Levim. Mashenk, and according to the other sheet that throughout Shas that holds Levim, do own the Oral Levim, so therefore he's going to hold that you bring an Egla Rufa if you find the mess near the Oral Levim. If Shach says it's a big machlokes in Yishalmi Soita, brought discussed by the Achronim, and the Shaila is, why is the Rama Meshamet this machlokes Lagami? He should certainly have discussed it, and B'machria brought on one of the sheetahs. So if Shach, but the emes is that the Rama is actually very meduic. Why? Because that Yushalmi is all al pi the Yushalmi l'shitasa that the Yushalmi held this taka big machloikas throughout Shas, the mayor and the Chokam and mayor, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, the different Chokam, that the big machloikas whether the Oral Levim are really owned by the Levim or not. And all the different Mekoimois and over here in Makois and other places you have this machloikas, the Yushalmi l'shitasa held this taka a big shayla if the Egla Rufa is brought, if you find the mace in the Levim and the Yushalmi says it's totally in this machloikas. Mashenk in the Bavli, Zatir of Shach, which is choluk on the whole thing over here in Makos, and the Bavli holds Levim do own the Oral Levim. It just happens to be Afal Pikein that the Ritzach has a right to live there and feel the fear of Meir for a different reason, because the Ritzach has a koyach to live there. And Meir Lezok there, according to the Bavli, there never will be a Shaila in the first place whether you bring Egla Rufa, some of Toro, if it's near to Oral Levim, of course you bring it. Why not? Levim have the city. It's really theirs, even according to Meir. And Meir, let's posh it. According to the Bavli, you definitely will bring the Egla Rufa. And that explains how the Rambam and the Shamat Lagamri and doesn't discuss this Shaila, Zok of Shach, about whether the Egla Rufa is brought when it's some of the Levim, because it's posh it. You definitely do bring, because according to the Bavli, Oral Levim definitely owned by the Levim. Rav Shach is Moisef one less Nakud on this, and he says that this also explains what we don't find in the Yushalmi, not over here in Makkos, and not in any of the Mekoimos, that the Yushalmi should suggest that there's any distinction between the Sheish Orim, the Sheish Orim Miklot, and the Membeis Oral Levim. The Bavli over here, Bemis, goes through a whole Shach of Atariya, Havamen and Maskona. There's a different start than Maskona to Bavli, of course, is that there is a distinction, and the Sheish or Hamiklot, you definitely don't pay rent. The Ritzach for sure does not pay rent. And the Membeis or Levim as a machloikis. And what does the Bavli say? Well, it's a question of exactly a cause of Lochem Lechol Tzorcheichem. In other words, Dr. Avshach, it's a shayla about the Pasuk of a Ritzach, where it says Lochem Lechol Tzorcheichem, a Pasuk about a Ritzach. And that's definitely about the Sheishorim. It's a machloikis about the Pasuk of Lochem is also applicable to the Membeis or Levim. That's all the Bavli. Dr. Avshach, we don't find anywhere in the Yushalmi it should even suggest a chilah between the Membeis Orim and the Sheishorim. And it's clearly mashman the Yushalmi that the same achloikis is by the Membeis and by the Sheish, and there's no shum difference. So that's very good, Bemis, because the whole distinction in the Bavli between the Membeis and the Sheish is not applicable according to the Yushalmi. The Bavli's distinction is based on a pasuk that you find by Ritzach. It says Lochem by Ritzach, and I know I have a pasuk of Lochem by Ritzach by the Sheish Orim, so he lives rain free, and do I also apply it to the Membeis? But since according to the Yushalmi, that wasn't the Shaila in the first place, the whole Shaila was Levim have some kind of bailos over the city, so Bemis of Shach wants to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Levim do have a bailos in the city that applies not only to the Membeis but also to the Sheish, that's what Rav Shach says, and they have a koyach a bailos in the city of the Sheish as well. Mashein Kain, according to the Reb Meir, there's no bailos, Levim, no bailos in the city, not of the Membeis and not of the Sheish. Now, as I just wanted to mention that I did see in the Maraponim from the Pnei Moshe and Saita that he rather says on his own that he said, even though the Yushalmi never speaks it out, he says that the Machloik is in the Bavli, is about the Membeis or Levim. According to Behuda, Levim have a koyach a bailos on the Membeis or Shor Levim, according to Meir, they don't. But Bashainkin, the Shein Shorim Miklot, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Levim don't really have a real Koyach HaBailus on that. And even though the Maraponin doesn't really explain himself so well, I just wanted to mention that Be'emes Yikotayinu, that according to the Yushami, that actually makes a lot of sense. Because the Mem Be'ez Orim are the Ori Levim, the Shayach to the Levim. Bashainkin, the Shein Shorim, they're Ori Miklot, and Tenemon, that just because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Levim have a Bailus and a Shem Bailum on the Mem Be'ez, so they also have a Shem Bailus on the Sheish, is a very big Chiddush, which we really very hear stark, like the Pnei Moshe, the Pnei Poshe, the Maraponin could really be right about that. The Choshe Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Koyach HaBailus on the Mem Be'ez, that's the din of the Mem Be'ez, which are haste Or Levim, that's what they are, the Or Levim. The Sheish Orim, which are primarily dedicated to the Klita of the Rotschim, that you really don't see, and the Maraponim names on not like Rav Shach, and he names on that, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, and the Sheish Orim, that Levim don't really have any Bailus, and he'll go along with Rav Meir on the Sheish Orim. The Mishnah goes on, or the Gemara goes on, to the Hemshech HaSugya, to discuss the second machlokes between the Meir and the Yehuda in the Mishnah, whether the Ritzach, when he goes out, the Kohen Gadol dies, and he goes back home, is he Choyzer just to live in his old home in the old city, or is he also Choyzer L'Sroro Shehoya Bo? Does he get back the old Sroro that he had? Rashi brings down if he was a Nasi, he was a Rosh Beis Av, he was a governor, he had a position of Chashivas, does he go back to the old position of Chashivas that he used to have? And the Meir holds that he does go back to the Sroro Shehoya Bo, to the position of Chashivas, and the Yehuda holds he does not go back to the old position of Chashivas that he used to have. The Gemara elaborates, and it really adds two nekudas onto what it says in this Mishnah, about this machloikas, between the Meir and the Yehuda. One, number one, the Gemara adds, and the Rizvot points this out in the Chiddush HaRitva here, that whereas the Mishnah only mentions that the Ritzach goes back to the Sroro Shehoya Bo, that means he himself held this position when he went, before he went to the Ir Miklot, and now he's been to Ir Miklot for several years, and he comes out and he goes right back to his old position, the position that he himself had. It's Roro Shehoya Bo. And the Gemara adds, however, based on the drosha that the Gemara brings, Lachuzas, the voice of Yashuv, and the other psukim of the Gemara, that the Gemara brings down, it's also a question of this going back to the Sroro Shehuchziku Avoisov, Shehechziku Avoisov, the Sroro that his Avois had, which was Maz. What that means is, in other words, let's say his father was a Nasi, a governor of some kind, and in the interim, while he's been in the Ir Miklot for a few years, his father died, and there's a din of Yerusha on this Sroro. Sroro is Yarshin to the Bonim, and therefore now he comes out and he didn't previously have that Sroro, but Afa Pikein, according to the Shita of Rav Meir, that he gets the Sroro Shehoya Bo, he also gets the Sroro that his father had, even if he personally had not had that Sroro. So that's one thing that the Bavli is adding, the Gemara is adding over the Mishnah, is that he also goes back to the Hor Sheikh Zikah by a voice, and then where brings a pasuk for this, Eretz Achuzasoi, etc. The other thing the Gemara adds, that this same Machloikis of Meir Nebihuda is applicable not only to Ritzach B'Shoigen, but also equally applicable to someone who sold himself as an Eved Ivri, and that's also based in the Pasuk, the Shav of Mishpachta Valchutas, the voice of Yashuv, also the same Shiloh to Meir Yehuda, if a person sells himself as an Eved Ivri and comes back, does he get back any Srora that he had or his voice have had previously? According to Meir, he does get it back, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does not get it back. Okay. That is the machloikis, Rameir and Yehuda. Now, we grab the paskin that he's not choizer to the Sroro that he got back, and the Rambam gives a reason, akoponim benegea to the case of the Ritzach, why doesn't he get back the Sroro that he had? So the Rambam, ene choizer the Sroro shehoya bala oilam, he doesn't get back that Sroro. Why is that the Rambam? Hoyel ubo takolo zuha gedoylo al yodo. In other words, since this great takolo, this terrible mishal happened al yodo, you know, the chochi was a Ritzach, but shayigay. It was just a shayigay. He didn't purposely try to kill somebody. It's such a terrible takolo to cause a death to come about through your hands that you can't pay it back a sroro, a position of chashivas that you previously had. The Meiri over here, bringing Makas Yud Gimel, brings in a similar thing, benegea to the sroro, where we also hold that the Eved Ivri, after selling himself, is not going to go back to the position of chashivas. He used to be a governor of some kind, whatever he was, and now he sold himself as Eved Ivri, and when he gets that, he doesn't go back to the position of chashivas. Zot the Meiri, Einu Choyzel Sroro Shehoya Bo, Hoyu Umoshla Boy Had Yoytes. That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible, lowly, ignominious, a megunadik azach that a person went through to be sold as an Eved Ivri, and somebody was moishel over him, and that's moshlo by hadyoides gedoylo kazu. He managed to live as an Eved to somebody, and therefore it's impossible that he should go back to the old position of chashivas. And this is a svara that's given, as we have by Ritzeach, a svara of a terrible takola came about through him, and by the Eved Ivri, a svara that he was moshlo by hadyoides gedoylo kazu, that he went through this ignominious adult. gnai in such manner, and therefore he doesn't go back to the old position of the Sroro. The Ritva over here makes a couple of points. First of all, the Ritva stresses, as I mentioned before, Bishmoy, that the chiddush of the Gemara over the Mishnah is this thing of achuzas avoisav, mashehechziko by avoisav, which is to say, zok the Ritva, that even though he personally had not even handed Sroro, because he went into the ear miklat at the time his father was alive, his father had the Sroro. Afa pikein, since there is a concept, a parasha called Yerusha Sasrora, which the Ritva says that this is one of the couple of sugyas in Shas, where you see this very important yesoid of Yerusha Sasrora, that a person yarshins any srora that his father had, he has a kerat to yarshin and to be mamashich after him when the father is nifter min ha'olam. So since there's a concept of Yerusha Sasrora, even if the father was the one who had the position when he went to the, when the son went to the Imiklot, son comes out, father's already deceased, the son is going to be able to yarshin that srora. That's of course according to Reb Meir, but Vibat that we pass like a Behuda, it comes out therefore that the son rather won't Yarsh and the Sroro that the father had in the specific case of Ritzach. The Tzvah also adds, and this is something which follows from the Rambam that we spoke of, the Tzvah says that that's a Masuyim Dikidin, it was a Lashon of Efshag rather, but the Tzvah is Metzadeh to say that this Din is a Masuyim Dikahalacha Benegea to a Shvichas Dom, somebody Bamish committed a murder, B'shoyging, or a very extreme thing that he was Nimkar and became an Eved Mamish, and these things, the Meiri's Lashon is, he's a Dvorim Chamurim very chomor, severe, and very moors, disgusting. Very interesting lashon, by the way, to say about Eved Ivri, that it's like a moors, the mamish to be nimshal by somebody else, to be under the memshal or the sroor of somebody else. It's very moors. The zoktim either itvo, however, avo b'shar aveirois de almo. Let's say a person did various types of aveirois, and he did an aveiro kol shechozar b'tshuva shleima. If he mamish was shov b'tshuva, afil lachatchilam eman and oisel lachol aroy, we would be prepared to give him any kind of a srora, and the ain sorok lamashechoyzer hulamashech ziko avoyis. And the Ritva is mazber, and he speaks out. Zokta Ritva azoy that be'emes zokta this machloikas of man of Yehuda by a ritzach or the machloikas by Eved Ivri. That's neged to where he previously had that srora, and it's a question of getting it back. And there we have a machloikas hanum if you get it back. Zokta, but what happens if you want to give him a new srora that he never previously had? He used to be a ritzach b'shoygig in the ir miklot. He used to be a Eved Ivri, and now for the first time you want to make him into the governor of the state or something. There was a big election. Everybody wanted to elect him, this older tzeach, to make him the governor. The Ritva Tain is that everybody would agree. Our Fidur of May would agree in that case that you can't get that Sroro because it's not a question of getting it back. You never even had it in the first place, and a mayor's whole chiddush over here is only that you can get it back. That is, even on that, we don't pass like a mayor and we hold you can't get back the Sroro. But that is, Dr. Ritva, all that is only talking by these very Dvorim Chamurim and Ma'usim, whether you were an Eved Ivri or you were a tzeach b'shoygi. But Shara Veiro is Zokter, even if a person's a Balaveri, did all kinds of Averis, as long as he's Shav B'Tshuva Shleima, there's no problem giving him back the Sroro that he had, or even giving him a new Sroro, which he never previously had before. That's why Zokta brings in the Balei HaTosfos that we have, for example, what's the story with a Koyein Shehemi, the Rechmon of the son, the Koyein of Zichishmat. He went off to Derech, he was Zichishmazich, and then he was Chozar v'tshuva Shleima. He went to act with Tshuva Shleima. So that Koyein is Kosher l'Nasiyas Kapayim. That's what the Balei, he brings in the Balei HaTosfos. Even if he was Mamash Amor, he goes back with Tshuva Shleima, he could even Duchen. Mashenkim b'Reitzeach, if it was Reitzeach, Mishum Dechsev Bei, Yedeichem Domim Oleum. And since the Pasuk says, Yedeichem Domim Oleum, that's a Pasuk the Ebrister rejects the avoid of the Klal Yisrael in the Shabbat Chazoin after the first Perek of Yeshaya. Yedeichem Dom Maleu, so that's a special thing by Ritzach, that if he once killed he can never ever, even if Yeshav Betshuva, he can't be a Dochen, he can't be Noisin Asiyas Kampayim, but that's a Masiyim Dikadin over there, and any other Avera, as long as Yeshav Betshuva Shleima, he will be able to Dochen. Now we have a couple of Achroinim that use this Sugya and use the Ritva to be Poshet to try to settle a question that comes up that they bring that various Achroinim discuss. One of the Achroinim that get into this is the Tshuvas Oyer HaMeir, which was from HaGoyin Reb Meir Shapiro Zechon Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, the great Goyin Reb Meir Shapiro, and the Yasser of the Daf HaYomi. So we should certainly take out a few moments and discuss the Shaila that Reb Meir Shapiro discussed in the Tshuvas Oyer HaMeir, and that others discuss as well, like we'll see. And the question they discuss fundamentally is as follows. Reb Meir Shapiro had the following cases, various cases in the Achroinim. What's the story about a Rav of a town who dies? And you know that there's a din of Yerushas HaSrora, that a person yarshins the Sroro from his father, is based on a couple of sugyas. One, the Achronim based on our Gemara, like we said from the Ritva, that the Sroro is yarshined by the father to the son. And the other is the Gemara in Hoirius, and particularly Ushalmi in Hoirius, that they bring down, that says it as well, that you could be yarshin any Sroro from the father. So what's the story? The Rav of the town died, and the son wanted a yarshin. The son was very young, and certainly was not able to yarshin at that time. So in Meilin, the interim, they were a man of somebody else. They appointed somebody else as the Rav. The question is, what is the koichos that the Benoi Kotan has at the point in time when the Benoi Kotan gets even his gadol, he got older, and now he himself is fit to be a Rav? And Meir Shapiro discusses Barichos the Shaila, and he gets into two questions. One, could he displace which is a very difficult question, as a different day isn't there poiskim on this, like he brings. Could he displace the Rav who took over because he could tie in, and now I'm the Yerush, and now I'm available, but I want to push you aside? That's one Shaila. Shaila number two, what happens if the new Rav takes on a position in a different town anyhow? So the position is vacant, it's open. Can the ben of the original Rav, the son of the original Rav, come with a taina of Yerusha and inherit from the original Rav? Or do we say that it's afseke acher, that the Yerusha was cut off there with a hefsek because somebody else was Rav in the interim, and therefore you lost completely the gamri of koyach Yerusha, afilu if the new Rav is no longer neger because he took a position elsewhere? These are the couple of shailas that Meir Shapiro was asked the question, v'halocha, and he deals with this question at length in the tshuva. Now, I'll go through this somewhat bekitzer, but I want to note a couple of things. First, there happens to be a big machloek as a poiskin, and Meir Shapiro does not fully resolve the question, but also to understand the way he addresses the question, he addresses the issue. Meir Shapiro notes that the Bachacher, it's in back of the Shulchan Aruch, and in Eshel Avrom, and the Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, and Simon Nun Gimel, the Bachacher discusses a very similar shaila, but again, to a Shoichet who dies, and he leaves small kids, and the Kol hired somebody else, and now the kids grew up. Very similar shaila. Are they able to push away the Yerush? And the psak of the Bachacher, he goes through a discussion. His psak is that they cannot push away the new butcher, the new Shoichet. The about that the new Shoichet took over and took the place, therefore they don't have the Kayach. That's because of Afseke Acher, because somebody else was mafsik, there's a hefsek, an interruption, and therefore they cannot claim now, after X number of years, that they want a yashin from the original Moirish. Rameir Shapiro in the Aramea writes that this is really a machloik. As a poiskim, he brings Deus Lakana Lakan. He brings a whole big shiloh if the original Yerush could displace the person who took over in the interim. And then he brings down a Chibbeth Reinach, Benegeir, to somebody who had a schus to have a shul in his home. He wanted to have the shul in the home, so he had the shul in his home, and then he was Nenas. It was some sort of an Oines. He couldn't hold dominion in the home, and somebody else took over the shul, and then the Oines went away. So now the first guy wants to get it back. So on that, the Reinach said that the first guy could get it back, or if he's deceased, then his son could get it back. That's what he says. The son could get it back as well. And the Reinach stelled to our sugya, that we find in our sugya that there is a concept of what? What does it say in our sugya? Well, it says in the sugya that if the Reitzeach went to the Ir Miklot, and then he comes out, and in the meantime, his father, who had a Srora, had the Srora, has passed away, and then the Ben will be able to take over that Srora. And the Meir Shapiro names on, others name on this one as well, and that means a filu if in the interim time the father had died, and it took a couple of years before the king got died, the Mitzvah got out, somebody else probably took over in the middle. And afal pikein, it's meduyik in this gemara that we would still say that you get back, you're able to be shoved the mashiach zikwa voice, if you do get it back, and apparently you could displace the new guy. Now it happens to be the poiskim can speak at the paskin like the Behuda and our gemara, and really by the case of the Mitzvah, he can't displace the new guy. But that, as we said before, from the Ritzvah, is a masuyim dikad in Reitzeach, it's a special halacha because Reitzeach is very mos and meguna, etc. But what you see b'yisoidoi from the Gemara, if it wouldn't have been a murder, what you see is that it's mashma in the sugya, that you do go back, and you do get back the original sroor that your father had, even apparently if somebody else had taken over in the interim. That's what Rameh Shapiro, the mice in the end, he brings at this day as lakana lakana this shiloh, and that's what he says. Now, let's compare this to a very, very similar discussion in the Tshuvas Hori B'somim, another Tshuva of the 19th century Tshuvas, that discusses the same Shaila, brings on the same Machlokes and big dais, Lakana Lakana the Poiskim, and the same Maramokam from our Sugya, and he brings down the Ritva, and the Maritari B'Samim said the same thing that Rameh Shapiro brings down, that it seems to be from our Sugya, that a person who was a Ritzach, and when he went into the Ir Miklat, his father had a certain position of Chashivas and of Srora, and by the time he comes out that the father has died, and now he wants to get the position, and apparently he could get it. It's a Machlokes by a murderer, maybe you can't, but otherwise, by a Soidoi, it's Mavur, and the more you could get back the koyach of Srora, and it's mashma, Zokta Hori B'Samim, that that's even if somebody else had taken over the position in the interim. So he's like Rameh Shapiro. But what I wanted to point out is that if you read these poiskim very carefully, you could see that there's actually a big distinction between the two of them. They're not saying exactly the same Svora, even though they're making a very similar argument, same raya from this Gemara. This point is really boiled, because if you read the Tshuva and the Rameh from Rameh Shapiro, you could see that Rameh Shapiro, even though he says it's a big machloikas, a big shiloh, but he's Messiah at the end, and he writes that the whole machloikis is where the new guy is still in his position. But what if the new person went away? The new person was appointed a rov and he found a position in another town. And the position is empty and there's a lot of candidates. So the Meir Shapiro then is a dover borer, vizem borer up there. Then in that case, the Hirshim of the original rov would have a koyach to yarshim for sure. The whole machloikis of poiskim is if they could displace the new person, push him aside. If the new person is gone anyhow, then the Hirshim of the original rov, original Basrora, could surely yarsh him. That's what Rameh Shapiro says. However, in the Hori B'samim, it's actually very meduic that he held fakert, that it's actually exactly the same shayla regardless of whether the new person is in position or the old, or not. Why? Because the Hori B'samim writes that the fundamental question, Zok, there is that this concept of Yerusha Sasrora, which is really called Yerusha, by the way, the Gemara in Hori Yisdaf Yiralef refers to it as an actual Yerusha. You're not yarshening money, you're not yarshening cows or a house, but you're yarshening a Srora, and the Gemara refers to it as a Lashon Yerusha in Hori Yisdaf Yiralef. Afal Pi Kain, the Hori B'samim is mefapel, and he argues that it doesn't go with the regular Gidra Yerusha. It doesn't literally inherit. It's a different Gzeiras HaKosav. It's based on different Psukim and a different Parasha, the idea of taking over the Sroa that the father had previously had. And he wants to bring a smach from the Sugya in the Hirius that it, by the specific case of Yerusha Sasrora, you have to be a candidate to Yarshin at the moment of the death of the father. And if at the moment of the father's death, you weren't able to pick it up at that moment, to Mamshel Sroa at that time, it's already going to be a big Shail and a big Tumul, a big Machlekes HaPoiskim. It could be once the Yerusha is Nifsak, because you didn't pick it up at the moment of the death of the father, there is no Koyach Yerusha on that. That's what Rebbe Solomon says. That means if you're spoiling and you think carefully into that Svora, it's going to come out that he's going to hold that regardless of whether the new person is still in position, or the new person went somewhere else and took a position elsewhere, and the position is now vacant, according to Rebbe Solomon, it will be equally the same Achloikas and the same Shaila, because Vibalt, that at the moment of the death of the father, the Yerush wasn't able to Yash, and for whatever reason, he couldn't take over at that moment, that it was a Hefsik in the Yerusha. So by Yerusha, that's Rora, according to Rebbe Solomon, it's a big Shaila, a big Machloikas HaPoivkim, if you're able to pick it up later. Since you weren't able to mamshich it and get the hemshich, the Yerusha from the father of the Srora at the moment of his death, it could be you won't get it later on. He's going to hold, therefore, it's going to follow, according to Horeb Samim, that you have a big machloikas, the same machloikas, even if the new individual sought a position elsewhere and moved. Because Akoponim, this Yerush, who wants to come out Yerush, and not the Yerush at the moment of the father's death. Rameh Shapiro, though, says Fakert. He says that if the new person moved elsewhere, then the old Yerush definitely a Yerush. So you see that Rameh Shapiro was understanding that the Yisod of the Shaila, the Yisod of the Machloikas HaPoiskim, is Dafka because of the fact that you're trying to displace the new person who came in, and maybe you don't have a koyach to displace him, to force him out. If he's already out, then it's not a koyach of forcing him out, and then according to Rameh Shapiro, you definitely, the Cholodeus, will be able to continue the Yarsh and the Srora based on the original Moirish, the original father who originally had that Srora. The third perek, Ve'elu HaLoikin, begins with a Mishnah, Ve'elu HaLoikin, describing all the different violations that are liable to Malkus. And one of the Malkus, and says the Mishnah, is a Kohen that marries a Grusha. Kohen takes a Grusha, and that's Isser in the Torah, and he gets Malkus. What happens if the same lady is a Grusha and a Chalutza? It says that she had previously gone through a get and previously had gone through a Chalitza as well. And then the Kohen marries her. So that thing, Mishnah says that the lady who's both a Grusha and a Chalutza is Ein Chayav La'achas, so you don't get two sets of Malkus for living with a Grusha and for a Chalutza, you only get one set. Rashi says, why is that? So Rashi, the reason there's only one Malkus is because since the Chalutza is not a Beferish Apostle, it doesn't say Beferish in the Chumash anywhere that a Kohen can't marry, can't live with a Chalutza. It's Eli Meribuya Maisinan Law. Rashi brings the more in Kedushin that it says, V'isha Grusha Me'isha. It's Lo Yikahu. The Pasuk says that a Kohen can't live with a Grusha, and it says, V'isha, so the V'isha is Marbe, a Chalutza as well. And Mela, since it's a Ribuy from within the parish of Grusha itself, so Rashi, so therefore Grusha and Chalutza are not independent shemois. That the same lady, therefore, is a Grusha and a Chalutza is really one big shem. It's all from the same parasha, and therefore you only get one set of Malkas. That's Rashi's explanation why the Grusha and Chalutza together, the Kohen only gets one set of Malkas. Toises over here dings on the Rashi, and Toises' time is that that can't be that that's the reason, because Zok Toises we know that the Chalutza is the Rabbanon, and the Gesugia in Mesechta Kedushin, the Rashi Buddha, Spodrosha from the word Ve'isha, is an Asmachta Ba'alma Zok Toises. But we know for a fact that that the din of Chalutza is only the Rabbanon. It brings a Gemara like that in Masechta Kedusha. Chalutza is the Rabbanon. So how could Rashi possibly get into a whole pilpul over here by the fact that Chalutza is Nisrabe from the same pasuk of Grusha, and therefore it's one Shem, and you only get one Malkus? What in the world do you need that for? And the Ma'aseh there's no Malkus Chalutza in any event, because Chalutza is only the Rabbanon. That Toises HaSoga on Rashi. Granda, to take it a moment on this point, it happens to be that the Toises Yishonim in Yevamah Staf Mem Dalet actually writes that our Mishnah holds the Chalutza the Kohen is the Raisa. So the Toises Yishonim Rishonim actually does go with the same derech as Rashi, and where do you find Azah Tzah, the Rashita in Shas, that hold Chalutza L'Koyin as the Reiser? So the Rishonim says it's actually not a problem, because in Yevamah Safan Dalet, the Shita of Akiva, on a different subject, of Achoyz Chalutzosoy. Now, Achoyz Grushosoy, the Moshe, a person lives with his Achoyz Grushosoy, that's an Erev in the Torah. What about Achoyz Chalutzosoy? So Rabbi Akiva Shita is Achoyz Chalutzosoy, just like Achoyz Grushosoy. Let's say a person never married her sister of this woman, but he was choylitz her sister. She felt him l'yibam, and he was choylitz her, and the choyz chalutzasai, we hold it only the Rabbanah, but Rabbi Akiva Shita is that it's a derais, and he mamash brings it from a pasuk, because the pasuk says, v'nikra shmei b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanoal, beis chalutz, so it says, once you were choylitz, hakos of korei bias. That's the lashon of the Gemara over there, hakos of korei bias, beis chalutz. She says, she's beisoy, it's like she had been married to him. And the male Rabbi Akiva Shita is that a choyz chalutzasai, to live with a sister of a lady who had been choylitz, is a derais. If you find the Bekiva Shita is that once you are choylitz, hakos of korei bias, it's going to follow. Bekiva would likewise hold when they get to a kohen living with a chalutza, that the same way a kohen living with a grusha is deraisa, a kohen with a chalutza is also deraisa. Bekiva, in other words, going to be dama chalutza to grusha, and that's the sheet of our Mishnah that the Tosfos Yeshanim says. It's his first Saturday Tosfos Yeshanim. That's the sheet of our Mishnah is that our Mishnah holds a chalutza is deraisa because it calls like a Bekiva. According to that, the Rashi works as well. And the stems over the Tais Yishanim, our mission is going to happen to hold that a Koyim B'Chalutza is a Dairaisa. All this is the Derech of Rashi, of the Tais Yishanim. The Ma'is of Taisis Dingzach on the Rashi. And at the end of Taisis, Taisis comes up with a Svara, an Inami of Taisis. The Taisis suggests like this, that really our mission, when it says that a Grusha Chalutza is only Chayav Ala Achas, is being done on the Makas Mardis the Rabbonon that a Koyim gets from living with a Chalutza. Vibalt a Koyim B'Chalutza is the Rabbonon. So there is a Makas Mardis the Rabbonon that you get from living with a Chalutza. And the question here is, let's say the lady had previously been a grusha from one person and a chalutza a different person, and now she lives with the kohen. Does the kohen get the two sets of malchus for the grusha and for the chalutza? In other words, one would be the raisa for the grusha, and one would be makas mardis the rabbana for the chalutza. Is there two sets? And that was saying, so Tosis, no, you don't get two. What does Tosis say? What's Tosis's loshin? Kivon, the higam grusha. Since the lady is also a grusha, so therefore loyik of a malchus the grusha she deraisa veloy loki makas mardis the abonon. You're going to get the malchus of a grusha which is deraisa, and you're not going to get the makas mardis the abonon. So there actually is a chiddush the way Tosfos learns this mishnah, a chiddush that you don't get the makas mardis the abonon vibalt that you're getting the malchus the deraisa. Now the prima gondim in the psicho kolelos to erachayim. But this brings down a Mishnah Melech and Perek Yud Zayin Yischolchus Yisuri Bia. The Mishnah Melech takes a Yisoid out of this Tosis. The Mishnah Melech brings down this Tosis, and the Mishnah Melech takes a Kloliistic Yisoid out of here. That any time ever that a person does a Pa'ula which has within it the same Pa'ula, the same activity, it has an Issa Deraisa and also an additional Issa Derabanan on it. Two Issa Isurim on the same activity, Deraisa and Derabanan. So chosh that we know usually, person does an Issa Deraisa gets Malkus. Person does Issa Derabanan gets Malkus Maridis. But it says in the Tosis the Yisoid that comes out. Tosis that the Mishnah Melech is that if there's a deraisa and a derabanan on the same activity, you only get the malchus of the deraisa and you do not get the makas mardis for the derabanan. That's what the Mishnah Melech takes the yisoid out of the Tosis. Pirkei Kodem Tainis in the Psicha Chilelis that he doesn't agree with the Mishnah Melech. He says he thinks that this Tosis is applicable dafka to the case at hand of grusha v'chalutza because be'emes is like Rashi already brought down the chalutza is really learned out of the same pasuk as grusha. Come to chois that even though chalutza is the derabanan, but at least on the derabanan level. We were koil on the abundant level, we were koil the chalutza into the parish of Grusha. So it makes a lot of sense to say that you're going to get the malchus for the Grusha, it's going to take care of everything, and we're not going to give you additional makas marda for the chalutza, because it's all the same shem anyway. Masha'en kain zot the prima godim, let's say you have a person who does an activity which has two completely different isurim from different ends of the Torah, different shemois lagamri on them, one the raisa, one the rabbanon. The prima godim says that there the svara is of a simple svara that why should one have any shaychus to the other, and you're going to get malchus for the raisa and makas marda. Contrary to the Mishnah Melech, who took a collective Kloliyus taking aside out of the Tosis, only say, Zokti, Prima Godin, that this Tosis is a narrow case where Chalutza and Grusha are the same Shem, just one Deraisa and one Derabanan. That's the only case where the Malkas Deraisa will cover it, and you won't get Makas Mardas for a Derabanan. Now, the Stechemed also discusses this Tosis in the context of a slightly different Shaila in the Achronim, and I want to be Madgish. I want to stress this very strongly that the Shaila he deals with from the Prichodesh and others is really a slightly different question than the question of the Mishnah Melech. And if you read the words very carefully, you see this. The Stechemed brings us forward from the Prichodesh. The Prichodesh wanted the same Mismora that if you have a Pa'ula which has Issa Deraisa on it, and it also should be included in Issa Drabonon, so there we say, Zok the Pre-Chadosh, that Chazal are not going to be going to the Issa Drabonon on this Pa'ula because there's no Svora that there should be any Tayelis, any benefit in being going to Issa Drabonon on a Pa'ula which is already Nesar Mikoyach Issa Deraisa. Monoshach, if the person is such a big Avarion, there's a big Oyver Avera that will violate the Deraisa Issa that's contained in this act, so why in the world is going to be any point to try to get him to hesitate, to stop from to refrain just based on the adding Issa Drabonon on it? If he won't listen to the Deraisa, he surely won't listen to Rabbanon. So Meir the Pichodosh wanted to say a Svara that a pool that already had Issa Deraisa on it, Chazal won't make Issa Drabonon on it. The Pichodosh's cases, his Nafgimino, are somewhat complicated, but the Stechemet brings down a simple example, which he says could be the Toloi in this Pichodosh's question, and that's a fundamental question they get to Yeridei, Yochot Basav Acholov, a Shaila of a case of eating together, or cooking together, eating together, a Basav Acholov. Let's talk about eating together. The basa behemah tmeya together with the chola behemah tahira. In other words, you're putting together a mixture of basa b'cholov, chola behemah tmeya, chola behemah tahira with basa behemah tmeya. And for steitzach over there, this isa the raisa eat anyway because the basa is basa behemah tmeya. It's horse meat, it's donkey meat, whatever it is. So this isa the raisa savi. So on that, the Stechemet says that if we accept this svara of the bichodesh and the achroinim, who in them and the chazal would not go to the basa b'cholov the abonon on this case because there's no point in being going to the basa b'cholov the abonon. There's no basa b'cholov the raisa. That's chlor in the sugyas in Cholin, but Kopanim will name more in the Chazal not goyzer Basav Chol Drabanan because of the fact that there's no Tayelis Hayoyis that anyhow it's included in the Issa Deraisa of Basar Behemet Tmeya. That's what would come out of the Stechemet. So the Chemet says that even though the Bichodesh said this Yesoid, he says in my Sefer Chuvas Early, which is one of the Chuvas Sefers, a forum of the Stechemet, in my Sefer Chuvas Early, I tainted that Toysin Makas Dafyud Gimel is Mashma Fakert. Now, here we have a Dakas Dikazach. What does Toysin say by Yosin Makas Dafyud Gimel? So the Stechemet Tainus in the Chuvas Early, that what Tosis is saying, the Lashon of Tosis, if you read it very carefully at the end of Tosis, is that B'Mokoyim, what you're getting, Tosis' Lashon is, because since he's a Grusha, and you're Loika B'Malkus the Grusha, she deraisa, you're getting Malkus the Grusha, which is deraisa, so you're not going to be Loki, Makas Mardis the Rabbonon. Zok to Early, the Stechemet, a sharp question. What happens if he didn't get Hasroah from the Edom? And Meila, the Edom only warned her about the aspect which was the Rabban. They wondered she's a chalutza, don't live with her. Then nobody said a word about the Grusha. He wasn't even, perhaps even amazing on the Grusha. At a Melo, in a case like that, what's going to be? Are you going to get a Makas Mardis the Rabban and the chalutza? This is the question that the Stechemet deals with. And he tainas that I wrote in the Chuvas early that it's Meduyuk and the Lashon of Tosis that you would get the Makas Mardis on that case. Thus haste, Zok the Stechemet, that I explained in my Sefer early that there'd be a Soidoi is a Isid Rabbanon of chalutza on this lady. You're not saying there's no Issa Drabanan on the lady. There is an Issa Chalutza on the lady. Even though she's a Grusha, we made her a Chalutza as well. We made the Issa Drabanan on her. We just said that where she's Loike, the Malkus, the Raisa for the Grusha, so there we're going to say that she's not going to get the Makas Mardis Drabanan. Zokter, made it smashman toises, that a Koponim be assoided is not a problem. Chazal, don't hesitate to take Issa Drabanan, in this case she's a Grusha, and say that she can be a Chalutza as well, and answer the Issa Drabanan. Moreover, he says in my Sefer earlier, I tainted that if for some reason there's no Malkus for the Deraisa because it wasn't Ohasro, you'll talk again Makas Mardis for the Drabanan. And it's all against this Yesoid that comes out of the Pichodesh and certain Poiskim, Zakhtar Stechemet, that Chazal won't even make Issa Drabanan on a case which is already Nesar with Issa Deraisa. However, the Stechemet says that even though that's what I wrote in the Chuvas early, over here now I'm going back over it and I see the Lashon HaTosis is not 100% Mukhrach, it's not in Gans and Mukhrach the Tosis, and really it could be the Tosis just chaps on to the fact that there's a Malkus Deraisa, but maybe the Yesoid of Tosis is just bringing out that there's no Makas Maris Tabonin in a case which is included in Issa Deraisa, and they won't give you the Makas Maris Tabonin. He says, Matcha the Raya from Toysis. I do want to point out, though, and this is an important Nakuda Bemis, is this that the Chuvas early tainted that Akoponim Chazal did Aser Midrabonin. They didn't say the Prechodesh Esvara that, well, it's the Raisa anyway, we're not going to Aser Midrabonin. There, Akoponim is Mashma in the Toysis. The Toysis really taka is Mashma that there is Issa Deraisa. It's just that there's a Shiloh whether you're going to get Malkus on it, etc., etc. You get Makas Mardis, you're getting Malkus.
Malkus anyway, v'chulu, but it's mashi is the Issa d'Rabbanan. So be'emes, just to summarize the Inyan,
the Prichadosh and the Steichemer are discussing a Shiloh, a Klaliistic question: when something is an Issa d'Raisa already, and it has a Siba to get Issa d'Rabbanan on, will Chazal give you that Issa d'Rabbanan on top of the D'Raisa? Well, Chazal said there's no Tayel, there's no purpose anyway, which is the Prichadosh says, and Steichemer questions that Mikach the Toysis. On the other hand, the Primogonim and the Mishlamach that we mentioned before aren't getting into the question of whether the Chazal would aser Issa d'Rabbanan on top of a D'Raisa. And Be'emes, if you look carefully through the Lashon Mishnah Melech, it's mashma that he had no problem saying the Chazal would aser Issa d'Rabbanan on top of a D'Raisa. His question is whether you'll get Makas Mardus D'Rabbanan in addition to the Malkas D'Raisa. In other words, not whether there's an Isser, but whether you're going to get a separate Oynish, two Onshim, one Makas Mardus D'Rabbanan and one Malkas D'Raisa. And then the Mishnah Melech held that it's mashma in this Toysa that you never get two separate sets, or Malkas D'Raisa plus Makas Mardus D'Rabbanan. And Pim Begodim argued even on that, and he tied that this Toysa could be specifically narrowed to a case where the Grusha and Halutza are really one the same Shem, one D'Raisa, one D'Rabbanan, but it's all the same Shem, the same parasha, the separate parasha. As he tainas that maybe you can mamash get separate a Malkas D'Raisa plus a Malkas D'Rabbanan for the two different Shemois. I want to take out just the last few minutes to discuss a Yosoidiyasika issue that's discussed by Toisvis based upon the Gemara and the bottom of Gimel and Beis. At the bottom of Gimel and Beis, the Gemara brings down that a Korban Chatas is only brought for a Isser, which would be a Chi of Korus had it been a Mezid, and it has to be a Lois Asay. The Gemara brings a Drosha, Xeris HaKosu, that if it's an Asay and the person violated it B'Shoigeg, so which are the two Asays, by the way, that a Chai of a Korus, they violate them B'Shoigeg, and they are Pesach and Mila, Korban Pesach and Mila. If you fail to do them, you do them B'Mezid. You get chorus for the failure to bring the Pesach and the failure to bris mila, and on those the Gemara brings the drasha. There's no korban chatas of failing to bring them b'shoigeg. Now Tosfos on this, the Tosfos happens to be printed on Yedalid. It's shayach to the sugya on Yigimel and Beis. The Tosfos asked the kasha, what was the havamin about the case of mila that the person should have to bring a korban chatas? In fact, Tosfos saivi the chorus that the person gets for failing to perform the bris mila on himself to get himself mauled. That chorus of Tosfos is only nisbar that it's a chorus from the person ends his entire life without having been mal himself. If a person goes through 50 years without being mal himself, and then in year number 51 he is mal, he doesn't get chorus because he took care of it. The male is a place that the chorus is only huchlat, it's only set in stone after the person's life is over. And a male, since that's true, when do you consider being a korban? You know, you can consider being a korban if the person failed to be mal his whole life, b'shoike. But that time his life is over, he's deceased, he can't bring a korban anyway. So when was the reclare, says Tosfos, that the person is going to have to bring a chat, that I had some havamina that there'd be a chatas of failing to do a bris? The Tosfos answers that the Yeshloimer, a cryptic answer, the Lo'olam calls man shaloi mal onush kores olav. The Tosfos says, no, as long as the person wasn't mal, he has an onush kores upon himself. He has an onush kores. In other words, the Tosfos seems to disagree with what he had originally said, that the kores is only at the end of the life. It's determined that he had not been mal over the course of his life at all. And rather, we say that the kores is already for the very first moment, the moment that he wasn't mal himself, he's onush kores olav. On this, the Aruch Lanier points out that these two tzotim of Tosfos be'emes atoloi in a big machloikas in the Rambam and the Ravid in the beginning of Hilchos Mila in Perek Aleph. It's somewhat cryptic machloikas, but important machloikas Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam's Loshin, the Feirish in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mila, the Rambam says that once a person becomes a gadol, he has to take care of the Mila himself if it wasn't taken care of till then. And v'chol yoyim v'yoyim shiyaver olav mi sheyagdil v'lo yom alas atzmoi, any day that passes by, he's mevatel asay. Avol, but so the Chi of Kores, and that will presumably be, in other words, in Geit HaYom HaBo, because obviously he's deceased already, but the Chi of Kores only kicks in at the end of his life, after he's dead, and he was Oreb Mezid, and then he gets the Kores, which was only Negea in the Oilam HaOsid, after death. And that's the Rambam Shita, that the Kores is only Hochlat after death. The Ravid over there, in the Hasogas, the Ravid argues in the Rambam, and the Ravid Tain is that it is not true, and it's not correct, so the Ravid, V'chol Yoim Oimeid B'Issa Kores. Every day that a person fails to bimal himself, he's only b'issa koreth. Now, the Achronim, the Ursameach, and others speak out of it there. This is klor, that if a person fails to bimal on one day, 2 days, 3 days, and he's mal afterwards, he surely is masakein, the chet, and he won't get a koreth from that point and on henceforth. However, there is a yasoidius tikka machloikas anyhow, Rambam and Ravid. According to Rambam, the machayev of the koreth is that he lived his whole life, his life is concluded, and b'meiz that he wasn't mal. Then he machayev a koreth. Now, according to Ravid, the machayev of the koreth
is a single day of not being mal, but granted you can fix it later on if you're mal. And there is some Meach speaks out over there that poshet the nafgemina, the shita sarama, the shita saravid is whatever a person is mazed on day one after he's a godel or mazed for a few days, and after that he forgets about it, he's a shaygi the rest of his life. According to the shita saramba, he wouldn't be chayav chorus after his death, after his life is over. He won't get any chorus in the next world. Why? Because the chorus is the accumulation of the ganzkeit, the totality of the person's life that he went through without being mal. If so, the totality of the life has to have been gone through amazing, that you weren't been mal amazing. If you only went through the first couple few days, the first year, amazing, and after that you forgot about it and you were shaking the rest of your life, you don't have the mechayev of the chorus, which is the violation of the milo through the totality of the person's life, amazing. Mashayin can acquaint the Rishit of Haravid, that be'etzim even the first day of violating and not doing the milo for yourself, that first day is already a mechayev of chorus, no, but then you can fix it in the subsequent days. So what happens according to the Raivid? The person did not fix it because he was a shoyge. So he would be amazed and violated the milah on the first day of his godless, and then from then on and in henceforth he was a shoyge and failed to take care of it. According to the Raivid, he is chayav chorus because the emes, the one day of the amazed failing to be mal, is already the mechayev of the chorus. You could fix it later on, but if you don't fix it, even if you did your failure to fix it, al shoyge, from that's vegan. Despite that, since you had that first day of the amazed of not being mal, that's already mechayev you a chorus. It's of them to Orchoneh that this Toysis is the two Tzadam of Toysis, Kasha and Teretz, are really totally in the Rambam and the Raivid. The Seif Toysis originally was assuming like the Rambam. Toysis originally understood that the Mechayev of the chorus is having gone through one's entire life amazed and failing to Imal. And then Toysis asked, so then the corresponding case by Korban won't make sense. What he goes through his whole life Beshoiking and failed to Imal, that means his life is already over, so what was the Havamet of being a Korban? Of them, so Toysis, no, the Richtige understanding correct is like the Raivid. That actually the first day of being violating the mezid, raising the mechayev of chorus. Made corresponding to that, the first day of failing to being to do a milah because of a shoyge, to be mechayev of a korban, and that's why there was a hava mina to bring a korban on the violation of the first day milah b'shoyge. In other words, it comes out that Tosis Teretz works according to the Raivid, but according to Rambam, it doesn't work out. You don't have the Tosis Teretz according to the Rambam. According to Rambam, we really call it Tosis hava mina that the failure to imal over the course of the entire life is the mechayev of a chorus, and we don't understand really. You have Shverkeit, what the Gemara's Havamina was to say, that you'll have to bring a korban for the failure to Yimal, given that L'chayra, like Tosfos Tainus, the failure to Yimal over the course of the whole lifetime is necessary in order to mechayev the chorus, or presumably the korban in the Havamina.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.